non-binary youth, particularly from suicidality. If you or someone you know needs confidential support with suicide prevention, call the free 24/7 national hotline 988. Until next week.
Destination Zed.
This is Norman Solomon saying that you're listening to non-commercial, listener-sponsored, volunteer-driven community radio, KBOO, Portland, 90.7 FM.
The month of June is Pride Month, an opportunity to shine a light on the vast heritage of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, unquestioning, intersex, asexual, or agender, as well as two-spirit community members. Here at KBOO, we will be celebrating LGBTQIA2S+ heritage on Tuesdays, 7 to 8 p.m. with live panels from our studios, where we will have guests from these communities talk to us about their culture, presence, struggles, and relevance. Tune in to KBOO every Tuesday throughout the month of June and into July, 7 to 8 p.m. and join us in celebrating LGBTQIA2S+ heritage with our special Pride Month live panels. Only on KBOO 90.7 FM, Portland.
What does the average KBOO listener think of self-help radio?
This is so hard and complicated.
I have no idea what it is.
What is this old-time music?
I feel so proud of myself.
It seems kind of worthless.
Why does it have to make so much noise?
It feels very hipster.
That's the worst thing.
Look at how humanity has used their intellect.
Self-help radio, a different theme explored with music and talk every week. Tuesdays, midnight to 3 a.m. on KBOO Portland.
Hey, we're Los Lonely Boys, and you're listening to KBOO.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Labor Radio of the working class, by the working class, for the working class. I'm Jamie Partridge, co-host here with Laura Wadlin. The topic tonight is Providence Nurses on Strike. And we have as our guests, actually, it's Picket Line Talk on the first day of the strike with Gabriella, who works in the, this is at St. Vincent's Hospital in West Portland. Gabriella, who works in the ICU and intensive care unit, Jenea and Chloe and Jody, who work in the emergency room, Rebecca, who works in labor and delivery, and Leah, who works in pediatrics. These nurses have anywhere from 3 years to 21 years at Providence and St. Vincent's, and they're concerned about, they're on strike for staffing, better staffing, wages, health insurance, ready to strike again if they don't get what they want and what their patients and community deserve. So we're going to just get right into the interviews, one after another, with Laura on the picket line.
Those are my friends.
What's your name?
Gabby.
And what do you do at St. Vincent?
I'm an ICU nurse at St. V's.
And how long have you worked here?
I've worked here for about 6 years.
How long have you been a nurse?
About 6 years. I started my career here.
What's it like to work at St. Vincent in the ICU?
Wow, yeah. Heavy question. I feel like lately ICU has been really just heavy. I can't find words to really describe anymore. I think it's a slew of words. But we are, you know, helping our community by bringing people in, bringing people out, bringing people in, bringing people out. And it's draining in a lot of ways. But it's also really wonderful to get to serve others. So it's, yeah, a lot of feelings.
How do you feel being on strike today?
It's super surreal. I worked yesterday in my ICU and, you know, just trying to get people like, okay, we're all in this together. We can do this and hold hands and we have each other's back. But you want to feel confident, but at the same time, it's really scary leaving our unit the way that it is. There's a lot of high acuity.
What's high acuity?
Our high acuity just means it's we're working with very sick patients that just have a lot and they need a lot of our expertise, and so it's really scary and feeling a little vulnerable leaving that, for sure.
So what got you to the point? It's a big deal to decide to go on strike. How did that happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just starts from wanting to be able to live the lives that we can live in this society. And I think the cost of living has gone up, and we have a lot of nurses that are just so passionate and caring for what they want to do here at the hospital. But we also have outside lives where we serve others in different ways with our families and such, and that we just want to be able to enjoy both sides in a way that feels right. And that it means equal pay. That means not having to pay $6,000 out of pocket just to get served by insurance, and safe staffing, getting our breaks in. It's yeah.
Tell me about the situation with staffing levels at St. Vincent right now.
Well, we've had about a year where this law has passed, where we've had to have the safe staffing law, where we can't be out of our ratios. And Providence has had about a year to prepare for this law to take effect. It just took effect in June 1st.
So out of ratios means there's too many patients per nurse.
Right. So we have like these set ratios, like in ICU, and you get one nurse for two patients, and you know, med surg, you've got one nurse to four patients, just to make sure that everybody's actually taken care of, and we don't feel like we're just bumping to people without really having to connect with our patients. So these ratios are not only to protect, like, to make sure that we have safety staffing for our patients, but it's also to make sure that like our nurses get their breaks that they deserve, and that it's just the law. Yeah. So this has taken effect as of June 1st, and Providence has had a year to prepare for this, and they haven't hired any more people. They haven't really adequately given us a good way to route how we make this happen in the hospital. A lot of people are frustrated, and we just deserve all the help we can get as we serve our community.
Mm-hmm. A lot of workers around the country and around the world are thinking about strikes more than they have historically, and what would you say to other workers, other union members who are thinking about going on strike, maybe feel like it could be necessary, but they're not sure, they feel scared, you know, they want to do the right thing. What would you tell them?
You know, as far as that goes, because it is really scary, I'm not going to lie. I think that, though, what's been keeping me here and keeping me just wanting to support this cause is knowing that I'm not just fighting for myself as a nurse and my wages. It's really just a very community, countrywide thing that's like we as people need to rise up to be able to ask for the things that we deserve in this world. And just feeling that connection that you just have that with every, you know, person out in America, the 1%, that we are really just truly fighting for happiness, and that includes better pay, better wage, all that good stuff that we're fighting for right now. So just it's a connection that we have as a country to be able to fight for each other like this is keeping me in this right now.
What's been the reaction from the community?
You know, I don't watch too many news, but I think like being a millennial and getting to share with my friends like what I'm going through, they've all are really fired up and they know that we are deserving, and it feels just like we've been getting a lot of great support because yeah, we're all in the front lines essentially. So yeah, I feel like from my generation of friends, we've all had just really great outlook on this.
And your family?
Oh yeah, I think sometimes I was like, oh, how are they gonna take this? But they've also all been supportive. My dad, who's visiting from Peru, is gonna come with me on Thursday morning. We're gonna be out here, so I'm really excited.
That's great. What do you hope happens after the strike?
I hope that Providence is able to meet us at the table and just notice that we are here unified, that we will fight for what we is right, and that they will come to the table and really just give us what we're asking for.
What do you think might happen if the strike concludes and Providence is still dragging their feet at the bargaining table?
I don't know. I hope and I think that people will rise up again. I think that right now ONA is working big time to bringing other healthcare workers together, and I think that if we can continue to fight with others, that I think that we the people, as long as we keep gathering, as long as we keep being united, then we can make great things happen. That may mean another strike, but I think it's worth it.
What's your name?
Janaea.
What's your name?
Chloe.
And what do you do here at St. Vincent?
I'm an emergency room registered nurse.
How long have you been a nurse?
6 years.
And what do you do at St. Vincent?
I work in the emergency department as a nurse.
And how long have you been a nurse?
8 years.
What's it like to work at St. Vincent?
The team here is amazing, and that's why I stay. I stay for the team because we have a great team that takes care of this community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the team and the work environment here is very positive and very encouraging. It's a great place to work. We just wish we had the support that we needed from the executives in charge.
Yeah. What kind of support would that be?
Fair pay. There's people across the street working as nurses, working for different companies, making thousands of dollars more a year than us. Better benefits. Just fair, equal wages.
Correct. I'm a single mom with two kids, and when my kids get sick, their insurance isn't covered. I pay out of pocket when they go to the doctor's office.
Wow.
Even for things like mental health services for my children, when they get sick, when they get hospitalized, I've paid Providence out of my own paycheck thousands of dollars, and I work here just for my kids to get treatment when they're sick.
Yeah. And other nurses in the area have a different situation?
Right. OHSU nurses, Kaiser nurses, they all have better health insurance than we do.
Yeah. Wow. So health insurance, you said pay. What are some of the other issues that you and your coworkers are really fired up about going on strike today?
They're trying to get safe staffing ratios for the whole hospital across the board. They're trying to get safe breaks so that we can have our lunch breaks and our rest breaks every shift, every day, no matter what, on every floor. So staffing ratios and staffing support is a big part of this as well.
Why is staffing ratios, like nurse to patient ratios, why is that so hard to get Providence to cooperate on?
Well, they don't understand that the higher acuity of patients of which we see. So if you have patients that are really, really sick, and you have one nurse to take care of three or four of those patients, you can't provide the amount of level of care that that patient needs or have a safe environment for that nurse to perform and take care of these patients, because there's just, you're only one person. Mm-hmm. And the community deserves to have these safe staffing ratios because they want to be the ones taken care of. They want their loved ones taken care of. And when you have one nurse for three or four patients that are all actively dying in our emergency department, one body can't be everywhere.
Right.
And then there's a huge safety component. There was an incident last year where someone with a gun came to our emergency department and shot themselves.
Oh my God.
That's not publicized by Providence at all. I was working that night.
Wow.
And it wasn't until those incidents happened, those things that people bringing knives, people bringing weapons, people hurting nurses, that we finally got security increased. We had to fight for that in our last contract. We fought for getting a metal detector for our own safety. They don't understand how much abuse nurses take, and we deserve to be safely staffed. We deserve to have the support. We deserve to be able to get compensated well, to be able to survive in an environment that is really full of burnout.
So do you feel like the Providence executives just don't understand? And do you think there's anything else going on? Like, why are they dragging their feet so much?
Yeah, I mean, most of them have very little, if any, bedside experience. They don't know what we go through every day. We try to provide the highest quality of care to every patient, but with limited resources, that's hard. And Providence doesn't care about that. They care about a dollar in their pocket. They don't even want to pay the people on the front lines taking care of the patients that give them the money that they get. And, you know, without us, the hospital can't run without nurses. That's right. Just how it is.
Right. How do you feel being on strike today?
I feel kind of energized, but we're together. We're fighting for a common goal. This is what nurses do. We come together as teams and we create change for the better. This isn't something that's going to hurt the community. It's something that's going to make nurses want to stay at Providence, make nurses want to come to Providence and provide excellent care. If this goes down poorly, people are going to leave. I'll leave. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll start looking elsewhere. I'll go to another hospital. But I became a nurse to serve my community, and I live in this area. My family's in this area. This is what we do. This is how we, you know, give back to the world and give back to our communities. And why punish people who are doing good things? And that's nursing. We're in a generation where there's going to be more patients than there are nurses, and what Providence is doing is driving away good nurses from their hospitals.
Yep. Yeah, it's sending good nurses and good staff and good teamwork away from Providence. They're going elsewhere to look for it because Providence won't give it to us here. And this was a last resort. We didn't want to strike. We want to be there for our patients. We want to be there for our communities. But Providence doesn't listen, and they haven't listened to us. They've refused to talk to us. They've refused to bargain with us. So here we are, hoping, coming together to make a change for the better.
Yeah. And what makes Providence different? If OHSU treats their nurses right, why can't Providence?
Right. Right.
If Kaiser does the same thing, why can't Providence? We are actually the largest hospital that serves the largest community of people in this half of the state. The only other hospital that sees the same amount of volume, if not a little bit more, is Salem Hospital. Providence St. Vincent's Emergency Room, and this hospital sees the most patients, more than the other ones in the community. Mm-hmm. We get more ambulances, we get more higher acuity patients, we get more than everybody else. For every ambulance that comes to the emergency room at St. Vincent's, that's two or three to the one OHSU gets, or to the none that Kaiser gets, because they turn them away and they all come here. People from Idaho come here, people from Medford come here, people from Salem come here, people from California. They drive all the way up here, passing hundreds of hospitals to come to St. Vincent's Emergency Department. They tell us because they know we're the best.
So a lot of workers around the country have been talking about strikes recently, more than in the past. And I'm wondering what you all would say to other workers, maybe other nurses in other cities or in other states, or, you know, teachers or logistics workers, workers who feel like you do, they feel taken advantage of, they don't feel paid enough, and they're scared to go on strike.
Yeah.
They don't know what that would be like. What would you say to them?
I would say there's power in numbers, there's power in standing up, there's power in using your voice, and that's what has to happen. That's how change is going to be made. Don't let the scare tactics prevent you from doing movements like this, because this is how change actually happens.
Correct. I mean, it took people, it took communities standing up for, you know, human rights all the way back to the 60s. They had to come together. They had to suffer a little bit for the greater good. And when you do that, you're making things better for the next generation. You're making people think, oh, I can still become a nurse now because it's not a terrible profession, because we're trying to make it better. We're trying to make things better for everyone. We're trying to make it better for people who want to do this in the future and the people who need these services in the future. And these strikes are really service-based. like teachers.
Right, right.
I mean, a very underserved community, just like nurses.
Yeah.
They get kind of the same, you know, like, oh, no, you deal with less. You hear, here's 40 kids instead
right.
of 20.
Ratios.
Right. They deal with the same things, and you got to come together and stand up for the things that are going to make things better for you
right.
and for your profession. And nursing is a profession. Teaching is a profession. These are all, like, valuable things that touch people's lives in a very real way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we constantly get stories. People send things to us, thank you notes, flowers, gifts. Sometimes, you know, like, donuts will be dropped off by a patient saying, thank you for what you did for my family member. Thank you for helping, thank you for saving my life. Like, these are what we're here for.
Yeah. So what do you think will happen? Let's say the strike concludes and maybe you get back to the bargaining table, but Providence is still dragging their feet about wages, healthcare, staffing. What do you think is going to happen?
We're not going to settle. We're going to go back to the bargaining table and we're going to get what we deserve, whether that, you know, is in a few weeks, a few months, December, when Prof Portland can contract is up for renewal. You know, we'll come together and we'll strike again and we'll get what we deserve.
Correct. We're going to stand together again, and we'll probably do this again, because it's gotten to a point where it's too much to say we deserve less.
If you've just tuned in, this is KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon. Labor Radio. We're talking with the nurses on the picket line on strike at St. Vincent's Medical Center in Portland, Providence Medical Center, nurses on strike. If you like this program, like our Labor Radio show, you find it helpful. KBOO is a community-supported, listener-sponsored radio station. We appreciate your donations. Go to kboo.fm and donate.
Hell yeah.
What are we talking about?
Make you look real good. Don't worry. So what's your name?
My name is Jody Hunt.
And do you work here at Providence St. Vincent?
I do. I work in the emergency room.
Got it. How long have you been a nurse?
I've been a nurse for 14 years.
And what's it like working at St. Vincent in the emergency department?
You know, I love my patients. I love my team. It's unfortunate that the administration and the organization has shown me that they don't respect me, that I'm replaceable, and that they're not willing to offer fair market wages. They're not willing to come to any sort of agreement on any healthcare packages that would make a competitive package for our nurses so that we can retain our nurses. It's really difficult when you have a team to have a high nurse turnover, and if we can't keep our nurses, we can't keep our patients safe. And so that's what's really important to us. It's really hard for me as a nurse to not feel like my patients are in a safe place because of high patient or high nurse turnover. And so that's why I'm out here today, really, is I want the money to go towards retaining our nurses so that we can have patient safety and a healthier working environment, really.
Yeah.
Providence, in their negotiations, hasn't moved little to none towards what we're asking is what we see as fair,
mm-hmm.
right? We've looked at all the other Portland Metro hospitals. At any one of them, I could go and work at that location, but this one's close to my community. This one's close to my home. I like my team here. I don't want to have to go to another hospital.
Right. So how does your job compare to other nursing jobs around here?
If I worked at another hospital, I could make about $20,000 more a year.
Wow.
I'd have a better health package as far as my health care benefits with less out-of-pocket costs for me, and I'd have more PTO hours. So on any one of those areas, Providence isn't being competitive. So I don't know where they're getting that they've offered competitive market offers as far as their compensation package, because
yeah.
I don't see that.
Right. Can you help me understand the connection between nurse turnover and patient safety. Like, can you give me some examples of why that's so unhealthy for patients?
Well, you know, every time you bring a new nurse in, you've got to train that nurse into the specific policies, protocols, and procedures that we have in any given unit. With that nurse not knowing those policies, protocols, and procedures, there's often a delay in patient care. They need to find somebody to help them understand what's, you know, what the correct procedure is in our hospital. They're not aware that they should be doing something under certain guidelines or time frames, and so they're not able to deliver the same excellent quality of service that experienced nurses are.
Right. So this is the largest nurses strike in Oregon history, I've heard. Energy out here on the picket line today is really high. How is it feeling for you as a union member? What are you hearing from your fellow nurses about this experience?
You know, this is a historic event, really. I think that it's great to stand in solidarity with 3,000 nurses along six different hospital systems. I've heard that other hospitals are having a great turnout. I love to see all my nurses out here on the picket line bringing their families. The thing I love the most is seeing these community members coming by and supporting us, showing us love. They're showing us love that Providence isn't showing us. And we don't often get that. As, you know, it's hard to be a nurse. And sometimes we hear a lot of complaints. We hear, especially in the emergency room with high wait times and those kinds of things, frustrations run high. So for me, I don't get a lot of positive feedback. I love that the community is out here supporting us, honking, giving us high fives and thumbs ups. That's great. Talked to a person who came out on the picket line. He thanked me for saving his life. He said Providence saved his life three different times at age 51, 56, and 60. He showed me his scar from his open heart surgery. And he said that he stood here with me today because he wouldn't be here without us. I love that he was able to come out on the picket line. That just gives me so much enthusiasm to continue. And quite frankly, after 14 years of being in nursing, I was getting to a point where, for the first time in my career, going, is there something else that I can do? And for me, nursing is not just a job. It's a passion. It's my life, right? And so for me to be questioning that, it just speaks a little bit to the landscape of what our nurses are feeling. After COVID, COVID showed us that we really were replaceable, that we really weren't cared about, and that we were put in harm's way without, you know, batting an eye. And so I think this is another example of just how the corporation, the corporate greed, is treating their nurses, and that's going to impact patient safety.
What message are you hoping this strike sends to Providence?
I hope that Providence understands that we're not gonna take it. We're here. We want fair market, like really fair market offers. They need to get down to the numbers and really look at what they're offering and move some. We don't want to leave. We don't want to leave. We love our patients, but we will. You know, this isn't, it isn't okay anymore. We're not going to stand by and allow them to abuse us anymore. And so we want them to come to the negotiating table being willing to move.
Got it. You said you were unhappy with how they handled the replacements today, and you're very frustrated about that. What happened?
Right. So, you know, like I said, if I wasn't mad before, I'm mad now. Our strike was supposed to start at 6 a.m. today. They informed the nurses at 4:30 that they would be walked out, escorted out of the hospital at 5 a.m. So those nurses that were working today are going to end up having that hour taken out of their PTO or losing that wage. They're going to end up losing that wage or having that hour taken out of their PTO. Mm-hmm. It's not fair to them. The strike didn't start until 6 a.m. Yeah. There wasn't a reason why. The ER had to go on divert at 5 a.m. That's 1 hour that we could have served the community.
Right.
1 hour of ambulances that people couldn't, you know, they could have had no delay in patient care. They could have been seen right away and treated. But Providence chose to bring replacements in an hour before our strike started. Just like we asked for a 3-day strike. They're having us being replaced for five continuous days.
And why do you think they're doing that? Why do you think they made that choice this morning?
I think it's money. I think it comes down to cost for them. But I think, you know, people should pay attention to what they're reading in the newspapers. Providence says in the newspapers that they care about the safety of their patients. But I think that actions speak louder than words. And I think we've seen today and the way that they're handling, you know, the entire duration of the nurse strike, that safety isn't really what's number one important. Profit is number one important for them. If safety were important, they'd have the nurses that work in this hospital back in this hospital Friday morning. But they've told us uncertain terms, we're not welcome back until Sunday. That means replacement nurses who don't know the policies, procedures, and protocols in this hospital are going to be taking care of patients and trying to figure it out on the fly.
Do you feel like this move is sort of retaliatory or like punishment from Providence?
I can't speak for Providence. I don't know what they're doing or why they're doing it. I know how it feels.
Yeah.
As a nurse, I know how it feels, and you know, I can empathize with my colleagues. They were herded into a supply closet this morning so that security could escort them out. As you can see, there's a fence all the way around the hospital.
Yeah.
The illusion is that the nurses are causing this problem. And truthfully, all we're asking for is a fair shake. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to take care of our patients and keep our nurses in the hospital so that they can take care of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just silly that the amount of confusion and chaos that I feel Providence is trying to bring.
So, makes sense.
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Rebecca.
And what do you do here at Providence?
I work as a labor and delivery nurse.
What's your name?
Jessica.
And what do you do here?
I work in the pediatric
vocal. What's your name?
Leah. I work in pediatrics.
And how are you guys feeling today? It's day one of the largest nurses' strike in Oregon history. Well, what's the vibe?
Everybody's super pumped.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. We're just, you know, it's great to feel so much support from so many people in the community, and also it feels like having us all...